You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, last year we had this conversation at winter meetings, and we were just kind of stunned. We were befuddled by what the A's were dealing away, the guys that they were trading off. And now it seems like this year they're acquiring. Right? We're starting to build the bullpen a little bit, bringing in some pieces, guys like Jed Lowrie back. Very different feel this year. Almost seems like a more cohesive plan.
Perhaps. I mean, I don't know that anyone ever knows their plan. I think they're still trying to figure out, a plan for next season. I know they're very concerned with keeping, you know, all the young talent they do have. They don't want to give any of that up. But at the same time, they recognize several areas that need improvement and are trying to bolster those areas without giving up, that young talent. So we've seen it in recent weeks. You know, they've been very active, but kind of quietly so. But, you know, done some under the radar moves, you know, bringing back Jed Lowrie, further just diversifies their infield. He's very versatile, just like the rest of their infield. And bringing in guys like Liam Hendricks and most recently Ryan Matson, that significantly improves their bullpen. And that was obviously a very strong flaw of theirs last season, in an area that they know if they can upgrade the bullpen, you know, match it with the great starting pitching they have, they'll be significantly better just by doing that.
Yes, we got to talk about this Madsen deal, because that is the one thing that they have done that was a little bit splashy, did get everybody's attention. It seems like that's a unique deal by the Oakland A's. So they clearly see something. Everybody knows that Madsen's a premium bullpen arm. Were you surprised, though, at the length and the amount of money?
A little bit, but not really. Just, you know, looking around baseball right now in the market, I don't know that anything can surprise you these days. You look at the money being thrown around. I mean, these are the types of deals that you have to throw at guys like Matson. They knew even after getting Hendricks, they wanted another big arm for the bullpen. And, you know, you look at the choices available. The A's aren't going to be in on, the top names, Darren O'Day. They're not going to be able to trade for, you know, the Chapmans and those guys. But you see a guy like Matson, a little above middle of the pack, had an excellent year. He did miss the previous three seasons, but, you know, I think showed enough, with the Royals last year to warrant a deal like this. And, you know, I think it's just kind of supply and demand. And, you know, I don't know that any team ever wants to give a reliever 3 years, even four sometimes, but I mean, and at $7 million a year, just coming off one good year. But, you know, you've already seen them pay Rich Hill $6 million. You know, you have to give out those dollars. And the A's do have flexibility in their payroll right now. And, you know, so they're looking at areas where they can use that money without overspending. And, perhaps they are overspending on a guy like Ryan Matson, but not really, just given, you know, relative to the market and what it is right now. But, a guy I think that can kind of stabilize their bullpen and act as a backup option, you know, as a closer in case Sean Doolittle has any lingering injuries next season.
When I think about last year in the Oakland A's, I think about one run losses, right? I mean, that was a thing. The defense, I think, especially at the beginning of the year, was so porous. So this is the quickest way to address something like that. I think if you strengthen that bullpen, and if you can go back in time, or if you can look at last year and just project out and say, like, hey, maybe they cut those one-run losses in half. My goodness, what a difference it would make with this team. Do you think they're done, though, or do you think there's still maybe another big arm to add to that pen?
I don't know a big arm necessarily, but I think they're still going to look for ways to add incrementally, whether it be in the bullpen or in the rotation. I could see them adding an arm to the rotation. They did bring in Rich Hill. They have a ton of young guys behind Sonny Gray, guys like Jesse Hahn, Kendall Graveman, Chris Bassett, Sean Nolan. I mean, the list just goes on. And they have the depth there, but you can never have enough of that. And I think they realized that last year, where down the stretch, I mean, their starting rotation was just decimated by injuries. And they couldn't fall back on their bullpen to pick up those innings because the bullpen was struggling all along. So it was just kind of a domino effect that really hurt them. Just by what they've done here these first couple months, solidifying the bullpen, we talked all year about those one-run losses, and I mean, if they had won half of those, they would have been right in the race with the rest of them, which is crazy to think about because, you know, you look at their lineup and none of those guys have true star power. They, you know, they lost a lot of their home run hitters last year, Donaldson, Brandon Moss, and, you know, even going back to the trade deadline last year, you know, Cespedes. So all their home run hitters gone, but their offense really wasn't that bad. I mean, they were kind of keeping par with a lot of the league averages, and it was really just the bullpen and the defense.
So looking at other needs they may want to address, whether it's by trade or through free agency, what do you think their next, you know, area to improve would be?
I think they're still looking at pitching. I think they're not going to stop looking for pitching. I think that's just always, you know, their top priority. But also, you know, I think they see they have a crowded infield right now. They have the flexibility to trade either Brett Laurie or Danny Valencia. Laurie has been drawing a lot of interest already, and he is a guy that, you know, could be very attractive to other teams. He's still very young. He'll only be 26 next season. And with a full season, you know, he finally was able to stay on the field, you know, all of this year, stayed healthy, and, you know, had a decent season. He's a very good defender, could help out, you know, a lot of clubs. So I think that's an area, too, where, you know, they could look to move him and maybe get, you know, something decent in return for him.
No, I didn't know that any teams were interested in position players yet. We don't see any signings. It's all pitching. Maybe when that loosens up, though, maybe that really is an area or a way in which they can improve. He is a compelling piece for them. They're already a better team, though, Jane. I mean, they're already making moves. They appear to be a better team now already than they were last year.
Without question.
Yeah. Well, it should be interesting these next couple of days when the Oakland A's get here to the winter meetings. Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.